you've been learning about value investing, finance, just regular investment for a while now, but you don't know where to go next. You're getting confused about the vast amount of information on the internet. You don't want to waste your time on crap information. You want good information and reliable information. In this series of videos on value investing and finance education, you will find those answers to those questions and much more. My name is Jason Rivera. Welcome to Value Investing and Finance Education. Why the car industry is in massive, massive, massive trouble. Before I get to that, though, I need to let you know you can get the series of podcasts anywhere and more for free on all major podcasting platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor, and more. You can get this as part of the I Love Value Investing podcast anywhere in the world for free. Okay, so in the last couple weeks, I've told you why banks are in massive trouble, why the housing market is in massive trouble, and why the commercial real estate market is in massive trouble. Today, I'm here to tell you why the car industry is in massive trouble. Most of it related to the coronavirus, some of it not. The first big thing affecting the car industry is, of course, the coronavirus directly. Since the coronavirus started in March for most of the world, car sales have plummeted. I'm going to read off some stats here. Where are they? Ford sales were down 39% in last quarter. They haven't released their quarterly numbers for this second quarter. So that was for the first quarter. Toyota vehicle sales fell 50%. Operating profits fell 98%. Net profit fell 74%. And they're one of the best run, or they're probably the best run car company in the world. And their sales have just catastrophically fallen. Two other companies have reported for the second quarter of 2020. Nissan warned of a full year loss of $6.4 billion. And Honda reported net loss in the quarter as well. These are some of the largest car companies in the world. Why are their revenues and sales and stuff down so much? And their profits especially down so much? First, before I get into why that is, I'm going to tell you what the kind of underlying problem here. If the car industry operates on super small margins, as it is. In the past, I've looked at buying car dealerships, and I've talked with guys about buying other business who had ownerships in car dealerships. And they've said that they operate on about a 1 to 3% profit margin if they're doing things well. That's pretty much nothing. And that's in good times. Obviously, we're not in good times now. So the auto industry as a whole operates on super thin margins in good times because of the enormous competition. There's XYZ amount of car companies, and they have XYZ amount of models, and blah, 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 blah. There's an enormous amount of competition, which is what it all boils down to, is why the margins are so low in this industry. Again, in good times. We're not in good times. The reason revenue, profits, and cash flow are falling so much now is because there are an estimated 30 to 35 million unemployed, depending on which number you look at, in the United States. Hundreds of millions of people unemployed worldwide. These people are not likely to look for a new car or even a used car. Used car sales are down drastically as well, which I'll talk about in a little bit. People that are unemployed are going to try to do everything to keep what they have now, their cars, their vehicles, whatever they are, their houses, their bills. They're going to try to keep their stuff paid as well as they can. But eventually, if they don't get another job, which is very hard to do right now because there are so many people unemployed worldwide and in the U.S. And most businesses aren't hiring due to the coronavirus cases spiking in the U.S. and worldwide. As we just saw in the data that came out today, that hiring was way down in July. I think it was June, actually. The data was down way a lot in June and July in terms of hiring, which shows that when that coronavirus cases spiked again, of course, that led to more people getting laid off and business closures again and lockdowns and blah, 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 blah. all that kind of stuff we already talked about at length. What that leads to is far lower sales. It leads to car companies having to kind of fire sale cars to get rid of them, which again, they're already operating on 1% to 3% margin. So if they're selling at any level lower than kind of normal levels, they're probably selling at either a profit or at either a loss or pretty much no profit just to continue generating revenue and hopefully in the future to generate profits. This also leads to another problem, this mass unemployment. Auto delinquencies are way up. They're around 5% as of this writing, and that's from May. No, I cannot find, and I don't know why, but I cannot find any updated car delinquency information other than May 2020, and we're in early August 2020, so that's almost 3 months behind. As of May, there was a 5% delinquency rate. I believe it's 90 days on cars, 90 days past due on their loans, which means people haven't paid on their loan, their car loans for more than 90 days or 3 months. That's the highest rate on record in the US. And again, this was 3 months ago. So it's probably even higher now. Again, I do not know why that data is not out and or why I can't find it. If it's behind a paywall that I can't find, I just can't find the data. It should have been updated by now, you would think. Enormous amount of delinquencies. That's a big problem for people paying on their loans, obviously, because that means less revenue to the car companies who finance most of these car payments. Far lower profits there, far lower cash flows. This is why, or another reason, why the car industry is in massive trouble. Because much of their profit center comes from the finance department and the kind of auto service department. It's not actually the car, the selling and buying itself. It's the financing and the kind of broken stuff that needs to be fixed, I guess is the best way to put it. That's where most of the margin comes from. So people aren't paying their bills because they're unemployed. That leads to problems with the car companies, which is kind of a double compounding issue with car companies because people are buying fewer cars, new and used cars, and far fewer people are paying their loans to these car companies. So it's like a double whammy for these car companies. They're not getting paid in the one side, the actual car sales. They're not getting paid from past customers who've lost their jobs or whatever, for whatever reason. And that delinquency rate is likely again to rise because the ongoing coronavirus, because of the federal guarantee of $600 extra a month on the unemployment benefits. Because as the longer this crisis goes, the more business closures we're going to see, and they're going to become permanent, which will lead to more job losses. This is all, frankly, horrific for the car industry. Again, I don't know other another way to put it other than this is going to take them from minor kind of profitability, most of them, to massive unprofitability. And likely at some point, if this goes on for a long time, maybe even needing to be bailed out, which again, I don't like that, but it's probably what will happen. Those kind of things. Another reason this is happening is because of something you might not think of. Air travel is way down. How does that affect cars? Car rental businesses like Hertz and Avis and Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Hertz is going through bankruptcy right now. In part because it had too many cars. I think it was something along the lines of 700,000, something like that, for their entire kind of rental operations. I think it was US and worldwide. But they essentially weren't being used at all because when travel stopped or travel slowed down a lot or stopped and then slowed down a lot, even as things kind of began opening up. Air travel is way down, which means people don't need rental cars, which means these rental car companies don't need to buy new cars. For example, Hertz, through its bankruptcy proceedings, is having to offload almost 200,000 cars from its fleet, which is going to further negatively affect used car prices, which I talked about earlier, which is going to further lower the profit margin for these car companies already. How much so? Potentially quite a bit. I looked at some of Hertz's cars that they're putting up on, not on auction, but for sale on their website. They are for, I mean, they're rental cars, so they're usually in pretty good shape. 5,000 under Kelley Blue Book value for the price. So that's going to further lower for our one car I looked at. It was a Camaro. The reason I looked at it is because there was only like a certain amount made in the world and they're selling super cheap. I think the Camaro was like had a book value of something between 60 or 70,000 and it was selling for like 50 or 55,000. So they're selling under book value on these cars to make as much cash as they can to stay out of bankruptcy or just so they can come out of bankruptcy proceedings and after they restructure the company. Again, this is going to further negatively affect the car companies themselves, not just in terms of these companies not buying as many cars, which they are huge buyers typically. Again, I think Hertz has some like 700,000 cars in its fleet, and it's constantly buying new cars because they have to be updated and for rental purposes and safety purposes, probably, and legal purposes, all that. So they're probably constantly buying new cars every year. Now that's completely stopped for Hertz. I don't know about Avis or Enterprise, but I would imagine those are pretty much stopped as well because travel is still, air travel is pretty much still non-existent at this point worldwide as cases are just exploding again pretty much everywhere. Europe is even seeing new cases, potential lockdowns again as of this recording. So that not only affects the car companies in terms of that, these companies not buying more cars, but also in terms of the used car prices as well are going to go down. So there are four major things that are negatively affecting the car industry. And when I say negatively affecting, I mean, these companies are likely in, they're not likely. I was going to say something else. They are in big trouble, but the reason they're in big trouble is because of this lack of sales and profitability and cash flow, but it's also because they're hugely indebted. Car companies have a lot of debt in general. Again, Toyota's the best run one. Ford is in massive trouble because of their huge amount of debt and kind of legacy issues that have been going on forever. Do I think companies like Toyota would be fine? Yes, because of their debt structure and how kind of generally safe they are and how well run they are. But if they are having massive troubles I talked about earlier with operating profits falling 98%, imagine what a car company like Ford or GM or another car company that isn't well run as Toyota is going to go through here. Again, they're already going through it. Imagine what they're going to go through in the next couple of months if this isn't fixed, which again, I've said this in the past videos, I don't think it's going to be fixed anytime soon. So there are four major issues affecting car companies and why they are in massive trouble. Again, to illustrate this, I think potential bankruptcy, potential restructuring, potential having to be bailed out, that kind of dire situation for these car companies. The bigger problem, though, is let's say the coronavirus goes away tomorrow, which again won't happen, but let's say it goes away tomorrow. The economy or the industry car sales will not go up like a skyrocket because people will still be unemployed. So the underlying issue, yes, is the coronavirus, but the even bigger issue is the mass unemployment. Because if people are mass unemployed, they can't buy cars, new or used, they can't pay their bills, and these negatively affect the car companies directly. If they can't do those things, they aren't going to travel, which negatively affects the car companies in two other ways. This is, again, going to get extremely bad for the car companies. In the past videos that you can see below this, where I've again talked about banks, real estate or housing market and commercial real estate, those are linked below this for reference, but this also affects the banks too. Because while a huge portion of financing goes to directly through these companies and their finance departments, Ford Finance, I don't know what the other ones are, GM Finance or whatever it is, for example, Toyota Finance. Another huge portion comes from banks. So this is going to further negatively affect the banks as well. So this is everything we're talking about in the commercial real estate and the housing market. I said how that's going to affect the banks. This is also going to affect the banks. And when the banks are affected, this affects the entire economy, which we're seeing in the housing market already with lending standards going through the roof. Essentially, it's almost impossible unless you have a ton of money down to get a new loan through most bank programs right now, or through many kind of traditional bank programs right now. I think it's easier on a new home or if you can get a different loan, but that's for a different story. So these are major issues with car companies. Four major issues, all negatively affected by debt, all negatively affected by the coronavirus, all negatively affected by lack of travel, all negatively affected by mass unemployment, that are not going to go away anytime soon. Again, potential bankruptcy for these companies, potential major restructurings, bailouts required. Again, I don't like that, but that's probably what may happen. This is going to lead to massive problems in the car industry, but also in the banking industry as well, which I just talked about. These issues are all interconnected. And the major underlying issue is, of course, the coronavirus. But the bigger issue in terms of the economics is the mass unemployment. Until that's fixed, pretty much none of these things will be fixed that we're dealing with today. Anything. The banks, the housing market, the commercial real estate market, the car industry, air travel. Until the underlying economic issue of mass unemployment is fixed, these issues will not go away. Why? On top of the other reasons I already said, because we're dealing with the worst economic unemployment for sure since the Great Depression. Arguably the worst economic issues kind of overall since the Great Depression. This is horrifically bad for the car industry, which leads to these kind of second and third order effects in these other industries that we've talked about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Gotten quite a few views and comments on... Sorry, my youngest interrupted. Came through the room after her nap. So these are major, potentially horrifically bad economic issues for the industry itself, but also the entire economy. As I've said in the other videos, I don't know what the exact answer is. I don't. But I do know, like I said back in March and April, when I did a bunch of Facebook Lives, which again, those will be linked below this as well. This is what's likely, or this is what is going to happen if things aren't fixed soon. Again, I don't know what the fix is. I don't know what it is, but this is what's going to happen based on the economics I'm seeing. Same thing was for the banks, housing market, and commercial real estate industry. Same things in the car industry. It's going to get horrifically bad, which could lead to more unemployment, which could lead to more bankruptcies, which could lead to more business closures. Again, this entire cycle we're talking about back in March and April that I started talking about, and back in the last few months or a few weeks that I've been talking about again. I don't know what the answer is, but this is what's going to happen in the car industry if it's not fixed soon. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you work in the car industry? What are you seeing? Do you have a differing viewpoint? Do you think everything's going to be fine? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. If you have any questions, if you think I missed anything, let me know in the comments below. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, and comment. And hit the notification bell so you're notified every time we release a new video, and release new videos all the time. If you're listening on the podcast, like, love, share, subscribe, all that good stuff, download, and we'd also appreciate a review as well. The more reviews, downloads, and views we get on the podcast, YouTube channel, and blog posts, the more we can help more people. If you want to learn more, there will be a link below this to learn how to become a great value investor, or that will help you become a great value investor faster. You get 5 free gifts as part of that, including my valuation and profitability metric template worksheet that I give to all students. You can get that for free below. And until next time, thanks. Hope you have a great day. Talk soon.